He has succeeded, after all, then, in his design in getting to London. And it was he I saw. He's got younger. And how? Van Helsing is the man to unmask him and hunt him out, if he's anything like what Mina says. We sat late and talked it all over. Mina is dressing, and I shall call at the hotel in a few minutes and bring him over. He was, I think, surprised to see me. When I came into the room where he was and introduced myself, he took me by the shoulder and turned my face round to the light and said, after a sharp scrutiny, "But Madame Mina told me you were ill, that you had had the shock." It was so funny to hear my wife called Madame Mina by this kindly, strong-faced old man. I smiled and said, "I was ill, I have had a shock, but you have cured me already." "And how?" "By your letter to Mina last night. I was in doubt, and then everything took a hue of unreality, and I didn't know what to trust, even the evidence of my own senses. Not knowing what to trust, I didn't know what to do, and so had only to keep on working in what had hitherto been the groove of my life. The groove ceased to avail me, and I mistrusted myself. Doctor, you don't know what it is to doubt everything, even yourself. No, you don't. You couldn't, with eyebrows like yours." He seemed pleased, and laughed as he said, "So, you are a physiognomist. I learn more here with each hour. I am with so much pleasure coming to you to breakfast. And, oh, sir, you will pardon praise from an old man, but you are blessed in your wife." I would listen to him go on praising Mina for a day, so I simply nodded and stood silent. "She is one of God's women, fashioned by his own hand to show us men and other women that there is a heaven where we can enter, and that its light can be here on earth, so true, so sweet, so noble, so little an egoist, and that, let me tell you, is much in this age so skeptical and selfish. And you, sir, I have read all the letters to poor Miss Lucy, and some of them speak of you, so I know you since some days from the knowing of others. But I have seen your true self since last night. You will give me your hand, will you not, and let us be friends for all our lives?" We shook hands, and he was so earnest and so kind that it made me quite choky. "And now," he said, "may I ask you for some more help? I have a great task to do, and at the beginning it is to know. You can help me here. Can you tell me what went before your going to Transylvania? Later on I may ask more help, and of a different kind, but at first this will do." "Look here, sir," I said. "Does what you have to do concern the Count?"
"It does," he said solemnly.
"Then I'm with you heart and soul. As you go by the 10:30 train, you won't have time to read them, but I shall get the bundle of papers. You can take them with you and read them in the train. After breakfast, I saw him to the station.